existentialists. Welcome to my podcast, Existential Teenager. I'm Oscar Blair, and I'll be your host. Today, we're going to talk about music. Did you know that the oldest playable instrument was found in an archaeological site in China? It's 9,000 years old, and the real interesting thing about it is that it plays a full octave, no more, no less. Which shows that humans have had an appreciation for music for at least 9,000 years, which is pretty insane. Another interesting fact is that humans are the only animals who have an appreciation for music. When other animals listen to music, they don't have an emotional response. Whereas in humans, we can have a happy, sad, excited, or angry feeling in response to music. Did you know that piano means quiet? Or did you know that the piano, the modern day piano, is actually called a forte piano? And it's named that because it has little hammers that knock on the chords, and the harder it knocks, the louder it is. So it can be forte, loud, or piano, quiet. And before that, there was just the harpsichord, which can only play one volume. And they just called that a piano, not a forte piano. So that's pretty cool. There's this music channel called Sideways that I'd really recommend. It just shows you that in movies, there's all these little leitmotifs or jingles that play throughout the movie. And it just amazes me that there's just all these little details in movies that come through the music that you wouldn't really notice if you weren't paying attention. Well, I guess there's like big ones that you have to pay attention to, like the Avengers theme, or like a superhero theme, or like when the credits roll. Okay, I guess there's lots of ways where you pay attention to the music, but then there's also all these little details that you get that just show an idea or a character, and I just think that's really awesome. And I wish I knew how to make music to make you feel certain things or think of certain ideas. And I just think it's really cool that there are people skilled enough to make us feel things with sounds. It's awesome. Music is like its own language in a way that it can make certain sound waves make us feel things. A lawnmower does not make me feel overwhelmed with emotion, but words and music both share that quality of being able to make us feel things only using sound. And if anyone can make a movie or a song where the sound of a lawnmower makes me cry, props to them. I don't know how you did it, but I want to see whatever song or movie that is. I guess technically it could be possible, but it would need like a lot of build-up, and there'd have to be a pretty crazy backstory for that lawnmower. Did you know that superhero music tends to contain a lot of brass to show power? And that's because European monarchs would use big brass bands to show all their loud noises and power to the world. And I just think that it's really interesting that something monarchs did a really long time ago still has effect on today's society. And I think those monarchs are probably pretty proud, wherever they are, that their horns are still playing. You know, I once had a fight with a guitarist. He said he was going to hit me with the neck of his guitar. So I responded, "Is that a fret?" Later I found out the guitarist was a trebled man. Sorry for the puns, I couldn't help it. Anyway, make sure to follow me on my Instagram, existentialteenager_. My email is existentialteenager@gmail.com. My website is existentialteenage.wixsite.com/home, but I plan on changing the URL soon. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Bye.